This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm already starting a Christmas shop because we're coming into October. And when I see sales, I like to buy early. I don't like to wait till Christmas week. I don't like to wait till after Thanksgiving because I think all the prices go up. Everybody knows it's a big shopping time, and that's when prices go up. I told you guys years ago, I had wanted to get my son a bike, little baby boy, and Spider-Man, you know, those early Spider-Man movies that had come out in the 2000s were, you know, the biggest thing. And so there was a Spider-Man bike. I was at Walmart, and I'm a big fan of Walmart, but I was at Walmart, and I saw the Spider-Man bike, and it was the day before Thanksgiving weekend. So I told the guy I want to get the bike because it was up on the big rack, and he said, why buy it now? It's going to go on sale Thursday night or Friday. Actually, Friday. This is when they weren't open on Thursday. And I go, well, buy me. I go, I want to buy the bike now. I think the prices will go up. He goes, no. In fact, the prices are going to go down. Get here 6 a.m. on Friday. I'll be here. You'll get the bike. Then it'll be cheaper. So I left. I was there at 6 a.m. on Friday. The bike was gone, and all the bikes are $20 more. So I, and again, I'm a big fan of Walmart, and I haven't seen them do the same since, but I just don't trust stores in general, and I think they're going to up the prices. So I've been on Amazon, and I've already started buying presents. I haven't bought anything for you guys, so don't worry. But Amazon is apparently raising its minimum wage to $15 an hour. And as a result of this, we might see some prices go up. The change takes place November 1, and it applies to full-time, part-time, and temporary workers. Amazon says the $15 minimum wage is going to benefit more than 250,000 Amazon employees, plus 100,000 seasonal workers. Jeff Bezos, Amazon's founder and CEO, says we listened to our critics, thought hard about what we wanted to do, and decided we want to lead. We're excited about this change and encourage our competitors and other large employers to join us. There we go. There we go. All right. The average company can't double their minimum wage. What is the federal minimum wage? $7.25? I think the minimum wage is, I think it's $7.25, right? Federally. So Amazon is notorious for putting people out of business. Maybe not on purpose, but just indirectly it has. And I'm a fan of Amazon. I buy things on Amazon because they're cheaper. I am tired of spending high prices for things and seeing the markup, and if it's cheaper on Amazon, Amazon gets the sale. So, when they encourage our competitors and other large employers to join us, they can handle the change. Other people can't. Change also applies to Whole Foods because Amazon bought Whole Foods. Yeah, there we go. The federal minimum wage is $7.25 an hour since the year 2009. Dave Clark, the company's senior vice president of worldwide operations, told CNN, we'll leave it to Congress and other professionals to decide what the right number is, but for now, that number is $15. So Amazon has exploded over the years, right? They do employ hundreds of thousands. They are the largest employer in the United States. It has added more American jobs in the past decade than any other company. However, they are looking at automation. We've heard of some of the robots, some of the things they could do. In fact, as they expand to grocery stores, these grocery stores aren't going to need checkout people or checkers. Like, did we used to call them checkers? Cashiers? because you just through your phone, you pay through Amazon through your phone. There's an account, and it just casually will subtract it from there. So as they expand, there doesn't seem to be a lot of talk on how many more jobs the expansion will have. Now, mind you, if they already employ 350,000 people, I think people are going to cut them some slack. But, going up on wages, I just don't see that not trickling down to us. So the company is planning to create a second headquarters known as HQ2. They say that's going to bring 50,000 jobs. Amazon has named 20 cities as finalists, including Atlanta, Chicago, and D.C. So I wonder how that goes. If you're going to bring jobs to the area, and Amazon is so huge, you're going to have cities vying for it. Now, how do cities vie for your headquarters to move there? Are there certain things with the tax rate? Are there certain things with the real estate they could do? What sort of deals? So it'll be very interesting. Bezos, I think, is the richest person alive. He's worth $165 billion. Bernie Sanders said, I want to give credit where credit's due. I want to congratulate Mr. Bezos for doing the right thing. So I think $15 an hour, I think, is good. We have people already in Detroit and Michigan today protesting to increase fast food wages. Unfortunately, 7 people were injured early this morning when a pickup truck collided with a group of protesters. These are protesters calling for higher pay and right to form unions in Michigan. Police say this does appear to be an accident because he did seem pretty shaken up afterwards. 4 or 5 people had non-life-threatening injuries. 8 had to be hospitalized. So they just came from the hospital, apparently the union president, saying a lot of people have been released. People are calling for higher wages and minimum in fast food. And, I mean, you know, we could just federally say, all right, $15 an hour for everybody. The problem is every time we raise it to, you know, keep up with inflation and to keep up with what things cost, things start to cost more. And I don't know what the right answer is. I think the right answer is a very methodical movement. I mean, I don't know where we had such a stalling of minimum wage at the $7 an hour. I was making $4 an hour in the 90s. You would think by now that would have at least doubled. But 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activate nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, a study has come out, another one, saying that there's more evidence that video games could be making children violent. Now, if you remember correctly, a study came out last year, or earlier this year, saying no. Video games have nothing to do with violence. And now we have, from Business Insider, there's more evidence that video games could be making children violent. Huh. Okay, so this is just like, is coffee good for you? Is alcohol good for you? Somebody's got to get their story straight. So according to this, Pacetti published in the journal The Proceedings of National Academy of Sciences, researchers at Dartmouth University examined the results of 24 studies between the years 2010 to 2017, including over 1,700 participants from 9 to 19 years old. Each study looked at how violent video games affected the children's real-world behavior, including their aggression, whether they hit people or had fights, or were sent to the principal's office. And the participants were followed from 3 months to 4 years. And the team concluded that the effects of violent video games extend to meaningful behaviors in the real world. In other words, there was significant evidence from the analysis that video games can contribute to heightened aggressive behavior. Specifically, they said the results showed white participants had the strongest effect from video games. Hispanic children showed no significant effects. Asian children fell somewhere in between. They say these findings support the general claim that violent video game play is associated with increases in physical aggression over time. We hope these findings will assist the field in moving past the question of whether violent video games increase aggressive behavior and toward questions regarding why, when, or for whom they have such effects. Okay, I need to say a couple things, but let me finish with this. They say, according to the National Center for Health Research, research has shown that in the long term, video games can desensitize people to seeing aggressive behavior and even decrease someone's ability to feel empathy. The longer that individuals are exposed to violent video games, the more likely they are to have aggressive behaviors, thoughts, and feelings. They say males spend more time than females playing violent video games. Violent video game exposure can increase aggressive thoughts, behaviors, and feelings in both sexes. Now, you know there's a diagnosis called gaming disorder. And gaming disorder has been added to the official list of mental health conditions. To be diagnosed with a gaming disorder, you have to lose control over your gaming habits, you prioritize your gaming over other daily activities, and you continue playing games despite clear negative consequences. So, is there any good to video game playing? Well, they say it can relieve stress. It can improve problem-solving abilities. It does improve hand-eye coordination. And so what many experts are saying is, well, maybe just in moderation. Just like alcohol, chocolate, social media, maybe in moderation. Okay, so what this study fails to do, which a lot of these studies fail to do, is to remind people that it's different strokes for different folks. Okay? There are some studies out there where children of parents who were abusive may become abusive later in life. But you have other children who see abusive parents and they do the exact opposite. They won't hit their kids. They won't punish them or, you know, go off the handle. And so if these children back in the 70s or 60s or 50s saw their parents do something, drink alcohol, beat, whatever, that didn't necessarily translate to them. And if they saw this on a daily basis and they lived it, did these children end up then having aggressive behaviors? They say some did, some didn't. Same thing with people who got spanked. They say kids that got spanked are more aggressive. They can be. But then some of us who were spanked didn't get aggressive. So it's different strokes for different folks. So if you have the wrong child at the wrong place at the wrong time, addicted to video games, something may snap with them. Do I think the average child will snap? No. I've seen these video games. I've played them. There's some where you really shoot people up and they're blood. Is that Battlefront? I haven't played Fortnite yet. But there are some of these games where, wow, I mean, it is, you just see blood flying everywhere. Young kids aren't supposed to be playing those games. And there was talk in the 80s of these TV shows and violence on TV shows and kids watching TV, will they become violent? Well, I remember the A-Team, nobody would get shot and killed. There were all these bullets flying, all sorts of stuff, and people, but everybody would still be alive. And I thought the false representation of the violence was worse for kids than the real representation. Now, I was asked, when should a kid see a violent movie? Well, I mean, when is it okay? I mean, I remember when I was really young, there was this movie where somebody got stabbed with a comb. It was like an all-girls school, and I think it had the girl from the Partridge Family in it. I don't remember this movie much, and it gave me nightmares. And there was an African-American actress in the movie that got stabbed with a comb by one of the bad girls in the movie. I don't remember what that movie is. I'd have to look it up. And I was not ready to handle that. I, as a little kid, I did not take that well. However, I am very careful and very cautious with combs. And the comb I use to tease my hair, it does have a real pointed end. And I remember keeping all that away from the kids, and I, you know. And so, on one end, somebody could say, if you see violence, you protect more. You know, after my grandfather was held up at gunpoint with a gun to his head and robbed in the 60s, I handled doorways very differently. You know, when you experience assault, you just look at things differently. You position yourself differently. You're on guard. And so on one end, there's an argument where if you do witness or see things or live through things, you may be wiser. You may be more seasoned. You may be more prepared. For other people, you may be traumatized and suffer from PTSD, and you may not be able to overcome. Do I think some of these video games should never be played by kids? Absolutely. I mean, some of it, like GTA, for example. GTA, I just don't get. I've seen my kids play that. You know, it just, I don't get it. I mean, there you could run people over, and there's strip clubs, and, you know, these women have big boobies, and I, you know, I don't think kids should be playing those games. Grand Theft Auto, GTA's Grand Theft Auto. It's fun, you know, and you do get to use some strategy, and but I just think there are some things that kids just shouldn't play. Do I think somebody who plays Grand Theft Auto will start driving on sidewalks and killing people? No. I really don't. If somebody wants to do that, they're already sick in the brain. And the funny thing is when we hear of these people decide to become mass murderers, you know, and they go in and they look at their, after the fact, go and look at their house and they see who they idolize. Many of them idolize other killers, other real life situations, not fake. But real life situations. Was it John Hinckley Jr. that before he was on parole, he would, when he was allowed outings, go to the library and read up on president assassinations? Now, maybe he was looking to see if his name was there. I don't know. But, you know, he might have been really, really fascinated. He's the one that shot President Reagan. He might have been very fascinated by the Abraham Lincoln shooting. Or the McKinley, or the, you know, there wasn't McKinley? Who was the one that was shot? I have to double check. But, you know, he might have been fascinated by these other assassinations. It wasn't that he played Pac-Man in the 80s and wanted to kill somebody. I think he did it for Jodie Foster. He wanted Jodie Foster to notice him. So people that do these things are sick in the head. Now, maybe there's an argument that if somebody does have mental illness, that we guard against them misperceiving reality. But a lot of people with mental illness can hide it. And many parents who can't deal with these kids, they say, you know what, he's fine. He's in his room playing a video game. He's not getting into trouble. And that's unfortunate where things could brew. 1-877-DOCTOR-LINE.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News.
The FBI has the authority to expand the inquiry into sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, although today on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said expect a vote soon.
Last night, the New York Times unleashed this major story. Get this. Judge Kavanaugh may have been accused of throwing some ice across a college bar in the mid-1980s. One can only imagine what new bombshell might be published today or tomorrow. But here's what we know, Madam President. The Senate will vote on Judge Kavanaugh here on this floor this week.
Wednesday at 2:18 p.m. Eastern Time, you will receive a text message from President Trump. This is part of the National Presidential Alert System, which will let the president issue a warning about any crisis. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe red will flush your cheeks. Maybe after
1-877-D-A-L-I. All right, so how many of you guys take Viagra? I think a lot of people take Viagra. It is probably one of the most well sought out drugs. People love it. They're happy. I'm fine with that. But there's a 31-year-old man from New York who apparently may be going colorblind. From what we understand, he might have irreversible damage. Doctors think that if you take too much Viagra, it can leave you believing everything is red. 31-year-old man was left with red-tinted vision after taking sildenafil citrate, which is the generic of Viagra. The unnamed man admitted he swallowed much more than he should have and has been left with irreversible damage. Eye experts at Mount Sinai School of Medicine wrote the case report. He had bought liquid sildenafil citrate online. So was it the blue pills? He turned up at an urgent care saying everything he sees was tinted red. And it had been 2 days after he took the liquid. Now, he took more than the recommended 50 milligram dose. This is what researchers revealed in the journal Retinal Cases and Brief Reports. He said his vision began to change soon after he took the medication. So they did detailed eye scans in which medics used powerful imaging equipment, and they revealed that the retinas were physically damaged. And they said that the damage would likely remain for the rest of the man's life. I guess they've tried to cure it for over a year. And so Viagra is now available, I believe, over the counter in Europe. It's generic and a hell of a lot cheaper now in America. And usually people take the 50 milligram dose. I believe there's also a 100 milligram dose. It starts within 30 minutes to an hour. What it does is it decreases the negative feedback mechanism where without Viagra, your body will increase blood flow when aroused. The blood is supposed to remain in the penis and then it's supposed to retract and go back. Well, this Viagra prevents that mechanism to retract the blood so it stays in the genitalia longer for men. Now, 19 deaths were linked to sildenafil in the UK last year because some people may be overusing it. Now, I don't know all the details on people dying, but that's a lot of money. Or not a lot of money, I'm sorry, that's a lot of deaths. Yeah, a lot of money. I know. The NHS is having a lot of issues with money, and so my guess is that's probably what somebody was thinking. They say the majority of the deaths, according to Daily Mail, were caused by heart problems, including coronary artery disorder, irregular heartbeat, and heart failure. They say the findings come after it was reported that nearly a million Viagra pills had been bought since it became legal to sell them without a prescription. Now, in the UK, a total of 166 people have died following the use of the drug. 44 people had died in 1999. The majority of people who have side effects are men in their 50s and 60s, but that's also the biggest number of people who need the Viagra. So, color vision disturbance is kind of a well-described side effect. Some people have even been told that they see blue, but they've never been able to visualize the structural effect of the drug on the retina until now. Now, the retina is the back of the eye that helps focus the images. So they want to help doctors become aware of these changes. And if somebody overuses it excessively, it could be too much. So how much is too much? Well, they don't say. You know, how often do people have sex? Well, yeah. If you're using Viagra once a week, I don't think that would be considered too much. But if you're taking Viagra every day, that could be a lot. I don't know if the prescribing information has a maximum dose. I know you're not supposed to, take more than 100 milligrams in one setting. And I believe it says something where you're not supposed to take that more in one day. But you don't really hear people talk about the amounts, you know, how much you can take and how much you shouldn't. Now, people take Cialis. You can take Cialis every 3 days or there's an everyday dose. But we haven't heard of that effect with Cialis, which is another brand of these phosphodiesterase inhibitor 5 drugs that we use for erectile dysfunction. So the moral, different strokes for different folks. Some people may have issues. Some people may not. And so, you know, get your eyes checked. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Diet Coke. Still not the best drink, people. They're now finding that artificial sweeteners used in diet soda could be toxic to your gut bacteria. Remember I said that I think diet soda makes you gain weight? I think a lot of people gain weight from diet soda because their body just doesn't know what to do with the artificial sweeteners. Well, now they think, well, maybe it's because of the way it affects the gut microbes. So these researchers looked at aspartame. The researchers are from Israel and Singapore. And they warned that the findings offer further evidence that artificial sweeteners can damage our health. They say a healthy gut microbiome has been associated with everything from improved hormone regulation, nutrient absorption, digestion, and immune system function. Now, not only aspartame did they look at, but they looked at sucralose, saccharin, neotame, advantame, acesulfame, potassium K. We see these in Equal and Splenda and Sweet and Low. So 10 sports supplements that contain these sweeteners were also analyzed in a study published in the journal Molecules. And the study was led by a team at Ben-Gurion University of the Negev and Nanyang Technological University in Singapore. Excuse me. And in their laboratory trial, all six of the sweeteners were exposed to bacteria that are commonly found in the human gut. These bacteria were genetically modified to contain fluorescent compounds that glowed when they detected toxins. And the researchers discovered toxins are released when gut bacteria are exposed to artificial sweeteners in the lab. And it only took 1 milligram per milliliter of the artificial sweetener to turn the bacteria toxic. The higher the amount of sweetener, the more toxins were released. So, Professor Ariel Cushimaro said this is further evidence consumption of artificial sweeteners adversely affects gut microbial activity. So, the gut microbes. Looks like we are ruled by these gut microbes. These little microscopic bacteria that live in our gut have a lot to say, and we need to keep them happy. And, you know, in the 70s and 80s, diet sodas came out and everybody was all excited and they would drink their Tab and their Pepsi Free and their Diet Coke, and all these ads showed skinny people drinking it. And I even was like, okay, I want to stay skinny. I drank a lot of diet soda when I was younger. Well, unfortunately, that could really, really mess up your body's mojo. The body thinks you're getting something sweet. The brain senses it because, boy, are these sweeteners hundreds of times more powerful than actual sugar. So your body triggers the body, because the tongue senses the sweetness. The body then sends signals to the pancreas, telling the pancreas, all right, get ready. You're going to need to shoot out some insulin. We got a very sugary load coming down the bend. And then all of a sudden, there's no sugar. There is nothing that insulin needs to help break down and bring into the cells. So now you have all this circulating insulin, and circulating insulin helps increase weight gain. So there's a whole variety of different other mechanisms that come into play. But artificial sweeteners have been linked to obesity, cancer, type 2 diabetes, migraines, liver toxicity, and I think it could also be linked to pancreatic cancer. It's just something that I'm trying to, you know, watch and you know, see what comes around the bend in terms of studies. 200 million people around the world, over 6,000 products are taking these artificial sweeteners. Power drinks, chewing gum, puddings, vitamins, sugar-free cough drops. So aspartame is a sweetener. It has two amino acids, L-phenylalanine and L-aspartic acid, and then a methyl ester group. And I guess just a little bit allows it to be 200 times sweeter than sucrose, what we see in sugar. So obviously it's going to do something. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad to the bone. I broke a thousand hearts before I met you. I'll break a thousand more, baby.
I know what's going on here. All right. Is everyone done dancing? Okay, here we go. Now we got some breaking news. This is some serious stuff, people. There were two envelopes containing ricin addressed to James Mattis and Navy Chief John Richardson have been intercepted at the Pentagon. They were addressed to Secretary of Defense James Mattis and to Chief of Naval Operations Admiral John Richardson, according to officials cited by CNN. Both were sent to the FBI for further analysis after being discovered during a screening process on Tuesday. We haven't talked about ricin in a while, and it's not sugar. They say the Pentagon Force Protection Agency detected a suspicious substance during mail screening at the Pentagon's remote screening facility. The envelopes were taken to the FBI this morning for further analysis. That's from spokesman Colonel Rob Manning. All mail that was sent to the Pentagon has been placed now under quarantine. Ricin will cause death, especially if you inhale it. Just to kind of remind you guys, we talked about this a while back. Ricin comes from castor beans. It's found naturally. And if you chew them and swallow them, it'll release the ricin and can cause injury. Now, ricin can be made from the waste material left over after processing these castor beans. It can be in the form of a powder, a mist, a pellet. It can be dissolved in water or weak acid. This is being reported by CDC. It is stable under normal conditions, but can be inactivated by heat above 80 degrees centigrade. And these castor beans are processed throughout the world to make castor oil. Now, ricin is part of the waste, quote, mash produced when castor oil is made. Ricin has been tested for its cancer-killing or cell-killing properties in cancer. So, how could somebody be exposed to ricin? Well, the CDC says it would take a deliberate act. Unintentional exposure is unlikely unless you ingest castor beans. But if it's made into a material and refined, terrorists could use it as a warfare agent. And ricin could be used to expose people through the air, food, or water. I guess they report back in 1978, Georgi Markov was a Bulgarian writer and journalist who was living in London. He died after he was attacked by a man with an umbrella, and the umbrella had been rigged to inject a poison ricin pellet under his skin. But that's like something you'd see in the movies. They say in the 1940s, U.S. military experimented with ricin as a possible warfare agent. In some reports, ricin had possibly been used as a warfare agent in the 1980s in Iraq and by other terrorist organizations. If you have a family member that gets poisoned with it, it's not contagious. It's not supposed to be spread from person to person through casual contact. However, if you do touch it on their clothes or body, yeah, you could be exposed. So what it does is it prevents the cells from making the proteins they need. Without the proteins, the cells die. And so you could be hurt. It could get into your respiratory system, skin, blood system, etc. And so the major symptoms would be pretty severe. Like if you inhale it, you would probably get symptoms within hours. When you inhale it, they say within a few hours, you'll start go into respiratory distress, difficulty breathing, because remember, it has to interfere with the cells. Fever, cough, nausea, tightness of the chest. You can even go into pulmonary edema where you start to swell, and fluid will fill up in the lungs, making breathing more difficult. If you ingest it, that could cause vomiting and diarrhea. Severe dehydration can cause seizures. They say within several days after ingesting, it could affect your spleen, liver, and kidneys, shutting them down, causing you to die. You aren't really supposed to absorb ricin through the skin, but you can. Certain powders or products could affect the skin, get into the eyes, etc. They say if you are going to die, it could happen within 36 to 72 hours of exposure. So, when we heard of this happening, this obviously is some pretty big, pretty scary stuff. So, you have to isolate it. There's really no antidote for it. So what we try to do is give supportive care. If you're going to dehydrate, we're going to give you fluids. We're going to try to, you know, flush it out. If we think you're going to have respiratory issues, we're going to help you from respiratory-wise. If we think you consumed it, we'll give you activated charcoal to help bind it. But if you are exposed to anything, if you open up a letter and remember with anthrax and all sorts of stuff being sent in the mail years ago, you have got to get some fresh air. Make sure nobody else, you know, try to isolate whatever it was. clear the area, get people outside. If the ricin release was outside, you got to move away from the area. But if it was indoors, get out of the building. You need to remove your clothing if you got it on your clothing. Any clothing that has to be pulled over the head should be cut off the body because we don't want you to now expose your face and your mucous membranes to something that got on your chest. If you are helping other people remove their clothing, try not to obviously touch the contaminated areas and remove the clothing as quickly as possible. Cutting off the clothing is best. Then you got to wash yourself, soap and water. With eyes, you're going to have to rinse and do an eye wash for about 10 to 15 minutes. Then you got to dispose your clothes. You got to place them in a plastic bag. Rubber gloves, and you could just leave them there in a bag. And if somebody ingested ricin, don't start making them vomit because that could actually increase exposure. Just call 911. All right, so that's the breakdown on that. Sorry, we just got some breaking news, and I want to keep you guys posted on that. We're being told that Senator Grassley is still hoping, from what it sounds like is the Senate, hopes to still move to vote this week. The FBI is supposed to be giving their final report to the Senate Judiciary Committee by Friday. And Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa, said today that he doesn't anticipate the FBI's final report from its inquiry to Brett Kavanaugh to be made public, adding that such a break from protocol might actually hurt the Bureau's ability to conduct such probes. All 100 senators will have access to the report in a secure setting, but they say Republicans are worried about breaking precedent by releasing such information, which will be made available before the Senate votes this week on Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination. Now, some people say, how is 1 week enough for the FBI to do what they need to do? Well, if you have interviews and they don't, you know, people think, well, the FBI has to interview you and interrogate you for days. Actually, no. If they need to know, they've already finished interviewing Mark Judge. If Mark Judge wasn't there at the party and nobody even knows what day the party was, I mean, how long do you think that interview is going to go on? Were you back in 1982 at a party with Brett Kavanaugh? Yeah. Right? Were you at a party in which you got drunk and attacked somebody? No. It's not a lot of questions. You know, were you at the party that Ford Blasey said you were at? When was that party? We don't have the date. What day was it? Where was it? I can't answer that. So I don't know how the back and forth would go, but I just don't see it taking longer than a few hours for each person they have to interview. In fact, we're being told by the New York Times that the third accuser, Swetnick, has actually backpedaled on a couple of her comments. She was the one that accused Brett Kavanaugh of drugging women and being a part of these trains of rape at parties that she was frequenting. And she has said that Mark Judge and Kavanaugh spiked punch at parties. Now she said that she saw him giving the cups and saw him around the punch. I don't know what he did. So I don't think the FBI is going to spend a lot of time interviewing her either. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE, don't go away.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset. where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.